Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina almost gave it away again, but the wild crowd said no, no, no. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You could tell something was different about the Smith Center Monday night, even before the near-capacity crowd filled in the empty seats after the 7 p.m. tip-off. The energy was off the charts for the last home game of the season, absolutely electric as the Tar Heels tried to move a step closer to winning the ACC regular season or a step closer to falling to fifth place. There must have been some big-time horse trading outside for tickets because no one seemed to be sitting in the right place. Students were all over the building, standing and cheering and giving it to a few hundred Syracuse fans who found their way in. Everything sounded like it was up an octave, and that helped the home team down another shaky stretch. In a game Roy Williams called one of the most stressful of his career, Carolina missed 7 of its last 9 shots and almost let a 9-point lead with 5 minutes left slip away. Shades of Duke. But this time there was no panic in the air, only rocking support for one last rebound and one last basket. Outgoing senior Bryce Johnson got them both to hold off the Orange and move a win in Durham Saturday night away from clinching the ACC regular season with a 14-4 record. That would be something considering how maddening the month of February has been. 5 wins and 4 losses by a total of 16 points. Afterward, in the senior ceremony, Williams followed remarks by the emotional Marcus Page, Johnson, and Joel James with how his players helped him through the 4 years of junk the program has endured. He said he wanted them to go out with a win in their home finale more than any senior game he has coached. Clearly, this team has driven him to tears as well as a little dizzy throughout the season. Page, who still can't shoot straight, and Johnson, who had his 18th double-double of what will be an All-ACC and All-American season, both said they ain't done yet and mentioned going to Cameron Saturday night to avenge their only home loss of an otherwise 15-1 Smith Center season. Much of the remaining fans who helped them survive on senior night let out a final cheer for one of the wildest nights ever in the Dean Dome. This is Archansky. See ya.